everybody, here at Boo Sounds. This is Michelle from Boo Sounds, from my community garden. I've been watering my garden here because it needs it badly. It's been, today it said it was about 27 point something at one point, which is roughly in the 70s, 76 Fahrenheit, for those that use that. And so, in that, we found out we had some casualties. Arugula, we waited way too long. Possibly lost some bean plants. Had quite a few weeds. But everything else seems to be going. Lost some corn too, I think, because I planted a good bit of corn, and I'm not sure these other ones are corn, ones that are on the side. I'll keep a close watch out for them. So we've got quite a bit to do, for replanting, so I'll figure out some quick grow stuff that'll grow. I had a couple friends who helped me weed, including George. So that's really helped. And I'm really soaking this garden of mine. Like I said, it really needs it. Plus, there are some cucumbers and squashes, which I think, I know we lost some of those. But I could be wrong. That need it. Our tomatoes are doing well. I have to either bring a stick or tomato cage. I don't want it to be like last year, where our tomatoes were bent way over, and honestly, it made it kind of hard to pick. So I think that'll do it. It's quite quite watered. I think I'll water a couple of my mates, like my next door's stuff, although they unfortunately need to do some weeding. I can see right now some weeding, so I'm really hoping that they'll come, and I'm going to water. I'm going towards where things are with regards to the water valve. We have them situated at strategic places. They've already been, but with all this heat, I thought it'd be best to help them out a little bit. So might throw on a few more carrots. We'll see. But yeah, that's basically what's going on. I'm going to walk now to turn the water off. It's been, very hot. And I'm very grateful for what we're going to get. I just hope that it all does well. But we've had good years and not so good years before, so we'll see. Go over here to the main valve, turn off the main valve, and then we'll discharge. Hey, George. That other water, I think, was just water discharging from that side. So maybe somebody didn't discharge properly or something. Yeah. Okay. Actually, why am I doing that? I'll fill this. Yeah, see, there's... this one's discharging, and it's supposed to go into a bucket, but it's pretty full. Okay. Everything's soaked well. I was just telling everybody, all of our buddies in Audioboo Land about it. And it's good and soaked through, so a lot of our stuff should have no problem. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. May your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay, I'm with Hi-Fi George. And that, what you have, George, is our first strawberry.
Oh, that's a strawberry. It's so tiny, it fell. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it's not much bigger than a wild strawberry.
Yeah, it's about that size.
So it's probably about a half an inch.
Half an inch, yeah.
Around. And I realized, I looked down.
It's almost perfectly round.
Yeah, exactly. I looked down, I thought, I don't think there'd be anything. But I remembered the last time that we were here, there was a blossom. So I thought, I'll check. Well, sure as anything, I saw some red and bent down to look with my fingers, and I found this little guy. So first thing to come out of our garden.
Yep.
Here we go.
Giving it the official taste test.
That is so good.
Oh, good.
And it's ripe. It's sweet. Oh, I know I should have washed it, but I couldn't resist. And I was afraid the way that I picked it of losing some of its flavor to the water. So I thought, a little bit of crunchy dirt won't hurt it. This is an organic garden, so nobody uses fertilizers. So.
I was going to say it's clean dirt.
Exactly. So... I hope you enjoyed that little postscript, and take care. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Bye.